Of course he would not look distinguished in them, but much, much better than now. So they gave me these clothes and these shoes from the workshops and I took them to my brother. I told him, the shoes were made by other spirit brothers, they are spiritual shoes. Try them on. They will definitely fit your feet. I took off his threadbare coat and put the new coat on him. He was happy about that because everything was so neat. Then I gave him the rest of the clothes and said, you can wear all of these. And your threadbare clothes will soon be gone. Full of joy, my brother went away to change. When he came back, he was wearing all of these new clothes that I had brought him. And the moment he presented himself to me and was happy about it, his old shoes and his old clothes had also disappeared, it was all dissolved. With his great joy and his now existing resolution, with this thought to do better and be more diligent, he had released the rest of this bound matter, and now his spiritual body was clothed with the garments made in the spiritual world. Now his spiritual ascent could begin, but this ascent was only slow. But now I could leave my brother, only to visit him occasionally and to rejoice with him in his progress. He learned his trade and practiced it. In the world beyond, one can take up one's trade at any level of ascent. The rough work is done at the lower level, and the further one ascends, the more the work becomes artistic. Actually, the higher one ascends, it is no longer a question of working, but of artistic creation. The trade that one practices becomes a trade in the artistic sense, the higher one ascends. My brother sensed this and I was able to tell him. He began to be happy and is now on his way up. I fulfill my tasks in the service of my spiritual brothers and sisters. I already fulfilled them in my human life. I served and lived for my brothers and sisters, that is, for my human relatives and for my fellow human beings. Now I work in the spiritual realm in this way. I serve my neighbors because they are all my brothers and sisters. I have the opportunity to serve and help in many different ways. I have also had a similar experience to my brother. I have received many beautiful things, some of them are to wear, to decorate myself with, and some of them are to beautify my house. So I enjoy my own spiritual ascent, which I am going through, and I am happy in my world. I am especially happy because I am able to help others to ascend and to offer them a hand in gaining a beautiful and happy life. So I have told you about my work that I carried out with my brother in the first time after my transition to the world beyond, and I have told you about my later work in the wider area, always in the service of my neighbor, in order to reach the heights, to gain the beautiful, in order to gain a place close to God. This closeness of God is still far away for us. But we experience the closeness of the King of the Spirit World, because he comes to us, he visits us. We hear him expressing his joy at our zeal and our activity. He encourages us all to work hard to bring this plan of salvation to fruition. It is a great joy for us when the time comes for him to visit us. He visits the Spirit brothers and sisters in the ascension spheres, he comes to us. So, dear brothers and sisters, I told you about my life in the spiritual world and about my ascension. We lived in Italy 200 years ago. Greetings from God. Joseph, dear brothers and sisters, I would like to answer questions in relation to what has been said. Dear spirit friend Joseph, was the reason for this attachment between the two siblings a certain bond from a previous life on earth? Joseph, it is based on spiritual togetherness. Through family ties? Joseph, yes, spiritual, not human. Why was so much leniency shown to this Alberto? Why was he granted so much grace that he actually did not have to undergo any purification? Joseph, yes, that is how it is, when a spirit rises from below, from the depths, much more consideration is shown. The punishment, let us say, for a wrong way of life will come when one can now demand of the person in question that he could have lived differently, that he had risen further spiritually. In the lower stages of the ascent, more consideration is shown. So one does not expect so much from the beings who ascend from below. Joseph, yes, you can't. If you are good at having listened, then you have understood that one cannot expect so much from them. But that does not mean that these beings will always be treated with the same consideration later on. Rather, they will be guided accordingly, and they must also go through this purification if one can expect it from them. Dear Joseph, was so much strength planned in Alberto's life plan that with goodwill he could have made some progress in his human life? Joseph, yes, of course that would have been possible. But the environment was not like that. He was not given the opportunity to do so. We have heard that Alberto felt very comfortable as a spirit in the warmth of our earthly sun, which I still cannot fully explain. Joseph, yes, the reason for this is that as a spirit he was still too tied to the earthly. He could feel like a human being, that is, he felt more like a human being, because his development was of such a low kind. He was still so earthbound that he felt everything like humans. That is the deep, low development. Now, dear brothers and sisters, the time has advanced and I am withdrawing. May God's blessing accompany you. May He watch over you and protect you. May all of you who are sick recover, in body and soul. God bless you. Report of the experience of the ascending spirit being Wanda and answers to questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Headline, next case. July 6, 1966. Insight into the past of a spirit child. What the world of God does when neither punishments nor repeated earthly lives have any effect on a burdened being. Joseph. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, it is I, your loyal brother. I will speak to you this evening, instead of an ascending spirit being. I went in search of a spirit who would be suitable to speak to you this evening. I went to the children's paradise, I inquired about the fate of these brothers and sisters, and immediately the behavior of a spiritual child, a brother, particularly caught my attention. I inquired about the previous life of this spirit boy, and I was given insight. I was able to experience everything and recognize what lives he had been in, what burdens he had faced, and why he had come to the children's paradise. So now I will try to tell you about the life of this spirit being. I always have the opportunity to look around in the spiritual realms for brothers and sisters who might be suitable to come here and tell about their past human lives. It is also possible for me to gain insight into the fate of the chosen one beforehand. It is always about revealing more of the divine laws to you, dear brothers and sisters. In this way, through these reports of experiences, you will most likely get to know the divine laws. And so I have the opportunity to ascend into these spiritual realms in order to experience the bliss in the heights. I also have the opportunity to descend and observe the lives of the unfortunate and to research the causes of their unhappiness. So I and my spiritual friends have now chosen this spirit brother to report on him. When I tell you that I went to the children's paradise, that does not mean that there is only one children's paradise. Rather, I entered one of the many children's paradises. To make it easy for you to understand, that means that one finds such children's paradises at all levels of ascension. When children pass into the spiritual realm, their spiritual development is very different. Consequently, not all of them can be led to the same paradise, as we call it. So I entered a children's paradise on a lower level. Because there we find particularly vivid fates that can be easily told to you. When I approached this particularly lively spirit boy and became interested in him, his past was revealed to me. Every children's paradise is headed by a high spirit who oversees everything, who gives instructions and who bears responsibility for this small or larger world. So I was given insight and explanation, and I was able to look back into the past of this spirit brother. In three consecutive lives on earth he had never fulfilled the task that had been given to him. When he had grown up again to become an independent person responsible for his actions, his desire for revenge came to the fore. He lived in constant conflict and discord with people. Nothing could be done for him. He was always full of mistrust. If something was done that he did not like, He suspected that someone had been ill-disposed, for his vengefulness also included slander, lying and quarrelsomeness. He always sought revenge if people were not particularly well-disposed towards him. And so throughout his whole life he had always lived in a way that was harmful to others. He was always concerned with how he could repay them. He lied, slandered and always managed to express this vengefulness. And in this way he caused great harm to his fellow human being, his neighbor, and his own soul was deeply burdened by it. When he then returned home from such a burdened life, he was reprimanded for his vices and there was no lack of harsh punishments that he had to endure. I would now like to tell you something about the main, the first of these three lives, or, more precisely, explain to you what happened to him when he returned to the soul world. He was disappointed that people were still alive, he had realized that he had left his earthly body behind. But the ego that lived and his thoughts of revenge continued to live in him. He was now subjected to a harsh purification, he had to be punished for his vice, the work was to be hard. When I tell you about this work, I want to assume today that it is no longer so incomprehensible to you. It is only incomprehensible to those friends who still know very little or nothing about the spiritual laws, about the life of the spiritual world. He was to work hard. He was taken to a place that he had to clean. According to your concepts, it looked there as if there had been a great earthquake. Everything was in disarray, houses had collapsed, trees had fallen down. When I talk about houses having collapsed and trees lying in all directions, I mean spiritual matter. I would like to emphasize this especially for those who do not yet understand the spiritual language. The spiritual house and the spiritual tree have been torn down. Now everything had to be cleaned and put in order, and this was hard work. There was no rest, so to speak. All those involved in this work were under supervision. They were bound to this place. It was made impossible for them to escape this world, as one likes to do when one lives in freedom. The freedom of these burdened brothers and sisters had to be restricted, however, they were not to be able to move away from their work. It should also be mentioned that after work these brothers and sisters had to live together in a large communal house. Everyone had their own cell here, but it was very desolate and there was not much freedom of movement. According to your understanding and your concepts, we could say that it was a prison. People lived there if they were not assigned to this hard work. High spiritual beings stood above these brothers and sisters and watched them to ensure that they really did carry out this work. Each was assigned a place that he had to clean. In all these souls that had to do this hard work, there was hatred and envy. These vices that they had expressed in human life remained in them. These vices could not be cast off with the earthly body, but belonged to the living, the spirit. The spirit was so permeated by all these base feelings that this whole disposition was expressed in the human body as it once had. For the soul's mind remained in the same state and expressed the same as at the time of incarnation. So these spirit beings could not be expected to carry out their work peacefully alongside one another. Just as this brother was hateful and vengeful as a human being, he was also hateful as a spirit. He could not simply put these vices aside, they were alive in him. So there was much discord and much conflict in the work of these burdened brothers and sisters. That is why it was necessary for higher spiritual beings to watch over them more than usual and ensure order. Because among these unfortunate people, people were more likely to push part of their work onto others than to take some of their burden off their shoulders. They knew no benevolence. So the higher spiritual world had to be very strict with them. They all felt this strictness, because in this new world they became aware of the power of God. They knew that a harsher punishment would await them if they disobeyed, and so, although they were dissatisfied and argumentative, they made some effort to meet the requirements and they did their work. They cleaned up. You will think, what do they have to clean up? Can't all of this be cleaned up by the word of God? Is this work important? Is it necessary? I must also comment on this. If you are wondering, why has everything fallen apart? I must explain to you that this is a sphere that has fallen apart through the will of God. It is a sphere that has been overtaken, to put it in your language. Cities and villages had to be dissolved, they had to fall into this state of decay because there were no longer any spirits living in them or having to pass through this plane. One could also say, development has progressed and it is therefore no longer necessary to live in such a place. A new city will therefore arise from this for other ascending spirits. Therefore these places must also be cleansed, purified, it must be rebuilt. For this new construction, spirit brothers and sisters are needed again, who divide themselves up into the various jobs, the lower and the better, higher. The very spirits that are burdened, who have to do truly hard work, are now called upon for this cleansing. They therefore carry out their activities in this way. Once such a place has been cleaned, there is still much that needs to be transformed. These burdened people are then transferred to another place to continue their work there. If the individual being carries out this work correctly and tries not to show malice and not to cause conflict, if it changes its nature, then the time will have come for it to be allowed to do easier work, work that it can be happy with, that does not have to be done under such harsh conditions. But there are souls who never come to an understanding, who always live in this quarrelsomeness, in this thirst for revenge. This brother I am talking about was one of them. He was not able to gain this insight. And there is something that, through God's goodness and grace, brings him up, it is the new life on earth. In this new life on earth, one should prove that one can do better. In earthly life, there is the possibility of improving much more quickly than in the spiritual world. Because what you achieve in a human life counts significantly more, it will bring greater merit and will be valued more highly than in the spiritual world. It is valued more highly if you overcome your vices in human life, because life as a human is difficult, or perhaps more difficult, than life in the spiritual world. As a spirit, you live in spiritual reality, you recognize God as the ruler, as the Lord. But you also recognize God as the kind and loving Father who creates the possibility of leading his children back on the faster path. In earthly life, you are distant from God. You do not experience him in the way that a spirit can in the spiritual world. In human life, you can doubt God, even come to the conclusion that there is no God at all. You can deny God, or you can affirm him and can direct your life accordingly. So it depends on what a person can accomplish in this great distance from the real world, whether he has no feeling, no inkling at all that there really is another world than the earthly one, that there is a more significant power than just human might and human violence, that there is truly something that goes beyond earthly death. If one is close to God in human life and tries to live according to his will, then one can better overcome one's vices and better search for the higher goal of life and orient oneself towards this higher life. Man has the opportunity to prove in his life that he is capable of believing in God, even if God is far away for him. He can prove that he wants to live according to his faith, according to the laws and the will of God. He can do it, or he can leave it. He has free will. God has given him this free will. Even if someone comes into a human life deeply burdened, but maintains his connection to God in this human life, if he lives according to God's will, he makes great steps upwards. He has then, after his death, overcome the perhaps painful or oppressed world from which he came into earthly life and has taken a great step up to the blessed world. But if someone is vengeful, if he has not put aside this vengeance even during his purification period in the spiritual world, if he is reincarnated with the same mind, then this remains a part of his soul and will be expressed again in his earthly life. However, upbringing and environment play an important role in a person overcoming such vices or eradicating them completely. I now want to speak of the brother who had to do this hard work in the spiritual world, who could not be taught and who was sent by the heavenly world for a new earth. Life was determined and prepared to give him the opportunity for a better life and faster advancement. So he was led into preparation. It was explained to him, we consider it necessary to lead you into a new life so that you can overcome your thirst for revenge and advance more quickly. This spirit was indifferent to what happened to him. He allowed himself to be led into preparation for the new incarnation and entered into a new human life. I will now tell you again how he behaved in the time of his maturity, his independence, when he had to bear responsibility for his actions. His mind was still exactly the same as in his previous life, he had not given up his thirst for revenge. The world of God had decreed that he was born into circumstances where his life was not particularly easy. He had to struggle with the same difficulties as in his previous life, because he had to go through the same tests that he had not passed then, in the new earthly life. They were imposed on him again. So he had again fulfilled nothing in this following life, and he now took a big step back into the spiritual realm. He was again led to a place of distress like after his last return home, where he again had to do hard work. Again, strict angelic beings stood over him and admonished him, instructed him, explained to him that he absolutely had to give up his vices, because he had not passed the test this time either, and so he had to start a new earthly life under similar circumstances. And so it happened to him, he had to enter a human life again. Again, the world of God arranged that he had to pass the same test and he did not pass it again. So there were three lives in a row without any progress. I would not like to omit to mention that this brother naturally had to wait a while in the spiritual world, according to your calculations, let us say about 150 years, before he could enter human life again. So there were three lives in a row, and in none of them was the test fulfilled. When he returned, the spirits of heaven were again at his side, reprimanding him and explaining to him that he had now failed the test three times in a row. They rebuked him and wanted to put him to even harder work. But when he returned, he was of a slightly different mind than before. He was no longer in the same indifference, but he was now insightful in the spiritual world. And this insight was to his advantage. For he said, I know very well that I have made many mistakes and lived to the detriment of others, but I could not do otherwise, I was weak. I can only ask you to help me to overcome these vices. And so he was willing to accept and atone for the punishment he deserved. The spiritual world is always pleased to see when someone is insightful and has a good will to live a better life. Then, when this good will is present, the higher spiritual world is also willing to lend a hand. Of course, the brother had to go through a time of hardship and hard work again, but now they wanted to give him the opportunity to speed up his ascent. They explained to him that this time they did not want to wait so long before he was incorporated into a new human life. His next life on earth should only be of short duration, perhaps 3, 4, 5 years at the most, so that he could then receive further education in a children's paradise, where he would be raised by angels of God. There would be a chance that he would be able to get rid of the vices that he still had within him sooner. He now carried out the work that had been assigned to him with great zeal. He showed remorse and promised to do everything so that he could finally begin his ascent. He asked that he be given a harsher punishment if it was sensible and useful for him, if it would speed up his ascent. The spirit world of God said, good. As soon as we find that it is good for you, we will lead you into preparation for a new life. Now this spirit being was interested in preparation for a new life. In addition to the work that had to be done, it could also be taught something about the plan of salvation and order. But now this brother was full of questions. He was aware that he had gone through various lives and had not passed the tests. Now he was to be granted special leniency and he was to go back into the new life. He was told that it would be short-lived and that he would then enter the children's paradise. How should this happen? This is what interested this brother. Since he was full of goodwill, they wanted to help him with his ascension, he was told, you should be able to see and experience how souls are prepared for their new earthly life. Until it is time for you to enter the new human life yourself, we will lead you to a place where you will meet those souls who are destined for the new incarnation. He was led into a large room where one bed was next to the other. There they all lay, the spirit brothers and sisters who had been destined for the new human life. You have already been informed about the preparations for a new earthly life. You have already been told, some beings can be told that it is time for them, and they are happy to be allowed to enter a new earthly life because they know that this will accelerate their ascension. Others, however, do not agree with this and must be led to it with gentle force. This is how this brother experienced this preparation. There was a room where these beings slept on the beds. The Spirit of God, who was in charge here, allowed our brother to walk through the rows. However, he was to be quiet, to himself, to speak to no one, to make no noise, but to just watch attentively. So he observed the deep sleep of these brothers and sisters. He saw how they were each led to a bed and put to sleep. I could say in your terms, they were given an anesthetic. As incomprehensible as this may be for many, it is nevertheless the truth. The spiritual world has this possibility. It is the means to put these brothers and sisters to sleep, just as it has the possibility of offering people means to ease their pain. Now the brother could observe in one or the other how during this deep sleep there was a kind of disintegration, or how should I put it? How the spiritual body contracted. The spiritual body became smaller and smaller, finer and more transparent, whereas previously it had been made of more solid spiritual matter. The brother was also able to observe that every spirit being lying on its bed had a number above its head and a ring of different colors. This number is intended for those spirits of God who need these numbers to bring the being in question onto the right path. The colors that are like a wreath above the head of a being also serve to recognize spiritual development. This is therefore for the spirit beings who have to guide and arrange these brothers and sisters under the influence of the planets. They take them out accordingly. The colors in their vibrations play an important role in the spiritual world. These colors can also be designated with numbers that also have to do with the spiritual development of the beings, that is, that indicate their spiritual development. So this brother could see how the spirits of God were often in a hurry, whose task it was to fetch these brothers and sisters at the right time. They were in their sleep, they were carried by the spirits of God and led into their paths. They floated in those paths, floated there, and then approached their destination. There is a great deal of activity among the spirits of God among people to lead these beings to where they belong. It would now take too long to explain the closer connection to people, that can perhaps be done another time. So our brother now experienced this preparation and the incorporation into a new body. So it was time for him too. He was told to lie down, and a deep sleep came over him too. And so what must be done to everyone in preparation for the new human life was done to him, so that every being can follow its deserved path, its meaningful path. Joseph, this is what happened to him, and his life on earth lasted 5 years. Then it was time for him to pass over to the spiritual world, so that his character could be formed there and his ascent accelerated. All this happens out of the grace and love of God and out of his wonderful wisdom. So this spirit child then came to the children's paradise. The earthly body was left behind on earth, and the ego personality, the living being, the spirit, lived on as a boy. This spirit boy had to be raised by the spirits of heaven, and he could continue to grow and be taught in the children's paradise. He was allowed to grow up in the environment of these loving beings. Such a being still expresses peculiarities and vices, which are in the root of his soul, in his mind. The angels of God, however, with their great patience and devotion, can shape these spirit children better. With their help and their loving guidance and upbringing, it becomes possible to stop such vices and burdens. This is what is happening with this spirit child that I told you about this evening. As a general explanation, it should be said that later, when such spirit children have grown up, the path to a new life on earth is open to them again, but their nature has changed. Many or most of those who were able to go through an education in a children's paradise under the guidance of these heavenly beings have managed to change their character, overcome their vices and have been able to take a significant step in their ascent. Nevertheless, there are individuals whose difficulties continue to emerge even after being cared for by these heavenly beings. So, dear brothers and sisters, I have tried to illustrate something of the spiritual laws to you so that you can understand them better. And so I chose this brother to make it clear to you, to answer your questions in this way so that your knowledge is enriched once again. You can see in all this wonderful things, how wonderful this spiritual guidance is and how God bestows so much goodness on the ascending beings, but that something is also demanded of them. It is the insight that one must have and the goodwill that makes it possible to lead these spiritual brothers and sisters.